I did something last night, and wow.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I'm your host, Dave, and I got to say something here. I did something last night, and wow. I watched the finale. It happened to be, I just turned on the tube. I am not a big TV guy. I will binge watch the crap out of Netflix, but pretty much every time I turn on the TV, it's crap. And by that, I mean, it's absolute crap, as in like no value whatsoever. So I turn it on and just to find out that, hey, tonight, lucky me, it's the finale of American Idol 13 with, quote, star-studded people. And it's interesting because I just don't listen to the radio anymore. I've never heard of Jennifer Nettles. I've heard of Jason Mraz. I'm a fan of his, but they threw so many people at me that I was like, really? The one guy they did, and now you can tell everybody, which pretty much was the entire song. They just kept saying, and you can tell everybody, and you can tell everybody. I'm like, what? Oh, I am the man. Okay, whatever. Horrible. But the great thing is, apparently they narrowed down the people to like the top 15, the top 30, and they bring those people back. Why? I don't know. Because here's the thing. These are the, quote, top class. They're not the top two, but they're the top of, you know, the top 15 out of the whole country, and they can't carry a pitch. Now, there was one girl that looked nice, and she even winked at the camera, went flat every time. Every time. I was like, that chick can't sing. Look, I'm no Pavarotti, okay? I can carry a tune, but I'm not going to get on TV. It was ridiculous. But the thing that really killed me, and this is something I'm going to have a hard time as I go forward and I get old, is watching my heroes get old. Now, growing up, I was not a huge Kiss fan because I had a friend of mine that just like drank the Kool-Aid. He was so into Kiss and was like, oh, you got to listen to them. They're the best band. And I'm like, they can't be that good. I was a Van Halen guy. And he eventually won me over. And I'm a huge, if you've ever seen them live, you know what I'm talking about. And I saw them on like their very first farewell tour. They've done about 50 of those now. And Paul Stanley, one of the best vocalists ever, one of the best front men. He's up there with David Lee Roth in just terms of nonstop motion, things like that. So it's weird when you see, because he's pushing 60-something now. His autobiography is phenomenal. If you can get his autobiography, and he reads it at Audible, if you go to audibletrial.com/Dave, audibletrial.com/Dave, it's a great book. It's like 12 hours long, chock full of great, great stories, and you find out that basically Ace Frehley and Peter Criss are idiots. But I'm sitting there watching American Idol, and literally my wife, my son, my stepson, and me are going, why are we watching this? I go, because it's a train wreck. I can't turn it off. Because it just, here's somebody else, and they just were awful. And here's somebody else, and then they come back from commercial, and it's Kiss and Caleb Johnson. Now, Caleb Johnson, that's the other thing. Now, look, again, I'm no track star, right? I could drop an easy 30 pounds, but I'm not on TV saying, look, I want to be an idol. Because apparently, everybody's a little chunky. And this Caleb Johnson guy looks like a very young meatloaf. And sings a lot like a young meatloaf. And he came out to sing with Kiss, and it went a little something like this. So here's Paul Stanley jumping around. I'm really loving you, baby. The power is just not there. But you'll see here in a second, I think the next line he actually runs out of breath. Flat. No more. Now you hear that? La la. Yeah, that's the young kid. So guess what? You just blew Paul Stanley, one of the best vocalists, off the stage. Why? Is it because you're so good? No, it's because the dude has been touring for 40 years now, and there just ain't much left in the vocal tank at this point. So to me, at times, he sounded like Katharine Hepburn being shook. You know, no more tomorrow, baby. You old poop. I couldn't believe it. Now, here's the other thing about this show that drove me crazy. Right now, I'm looking at Keith Urban and the jazz dude, Harry Connick Jr. They're standing up, right? Which would be cool to have Kiss perform, like, I don't know, 60 feet from you, if that. But every time any kind of crappy person would come out on stage, they would get up and they're moving around like, this is the best music I've ever heard. And they're singing along and they're flipping their hair. And I'm like, what? I'm like, are you listening to the same crap that I'm listening to? Because I am not finding any need to get out of my chair and shake my butt. But of course, this is the American Idol finale, and we have to treat this like it's the Super Bowl of music, even though it's absolute caca, a poo-poo. I couldn't believe it. Every time, and there's Jennifer Lopez, and you know, she's all sparkly and shiny. And then later she came out and did a song of hers. Now, credit to her, she did sing. But there's another person that's not a young chicken anymore, had a couple kids, and now granted, not hard on the eyes at all, but, you know, maybe the whole, what's her name, Charo kind of thing with the looky-looky, shaky-shaky kind of, you know, I don't know, just didn't quite cut it for me. Later, she actually did a very good imitation of Cyndi Lauper, and it was her and Harry Connick Jr. and the Australian dude. And of course, they brought out the dog, Randy Jackson, who's now a mentor, apparently. And I'm gonna go, look, you played bass in Journey for an album, and you got hired by the Stones to go on tour. You know, what? So it was frighteningly bad. And the other contestant, the number two lady, Jenna Irene, she actually did a cool one with her and just the piano, which was nice because since it was kind of a low-key number, nobody had to get up and dance and scream and shake their hands and wave their, you know. And I looked down, it was hilarious because the target audience apparently is 8-year-olds, because that's a lot what was in the audience. And they're going, we're giving you the Twitter hashtag. So they know their audience and they're working it hard, man. I was like, really? So I kind of learned. I'm like, know your audience, give them the Twitter tag. You know, it's publicity. And so it was interesting. I thought it was interesting that the guy that won already has an album recorded. How does that work? But it was just, I could not believe the number of people that, including Paul Stanley, that can't carry a tune anymore. And that was really disheartening for me to hear that. I'm like, oh, wow, he's getting old. He's just not going to be able to do it like he used to. And what's interesting, though, I was thinking of going to see Kiss when they come to Cleveland. The smallest ticket, granted, they're playing an outdoor venue. If I want to sit on the lawn, it's like $35. But if I want to get somewhere in what would be the normal venue, $90 a ticket. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't spend $90 to see that. Which is, again, kind of a bummer because the last time I saw them was on the very last, it was Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, and in the Fab Four, and I couldn't have been further away. I was on the very last row of the Gund Arena, and it was still an awesome show. They've always put on a great show, but I just could not believe the train wreck that was American Idol. And I'm like, I can't wait till these kids go out, unless Fox is hiring an audience to go crazy wherever they go, because these people are acting like they're listening to the Beatles. Speaking of the Beatles and talent, let me play you something that's not been auto-tuned, just to show you what real singing talent sounds like. Check this out.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, till I get to the bottom and I see you again! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
But do you, don't you want me to backups. Love you?
Oh, backups are on the next verse.
I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
This is being done live. This isn't recorded once and copy and paste.
Tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Now, hell to Skelter. Hell to Skelter. Hell to Skelter. Yeah.
Now, listen to the highest harmony in this. Like, only dogs can hear it. It's amazing. It's like... It's way, way up there.
Listen. You want me to make you? I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you.
Now listen, it goes up.
Tell me the answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
So it went up twice. That's no auto-tune. That's live. That's doing it in the studio together. That, my friends, is what's called talent. It's not stuff, because people now that record albums, they have to put it into the budget for tuning. There's an old joke. What did the engineer say to Britney Spears? That sucked. Get in here. Meaning we'll just fix it in the mix. We'll just tune you. And they're literally, I've read this a couple times. When you record an album, there's a budget for tuning. No tuning there, my friends. That's good old just singing, and nobody screams on key than Paul McCartney. Phenomenal. Dude has such a great, and he still has his chops. Now, if you listen to him sing Helter Skelter, maybe not quite, he's lost a notch, man, but not much. Here we go. Okay, he's maybe lost a little bit. Has lost a step. Dang it, man. My heroes are getting old. And that means I'm next. That sucks. But anyway, if you missed American Idol, I'm just here to tell you, you're not missing anything. You're not missing anything at all. Holy cow, was that bad. What a train wreck. So in general, turn off your TV, turn on a podcast. And I don't know. It was just amazing. I had to come on here and say, American Idol sucks. They had Richard Marx. They dug him out. I guess he has a new album. And here's my guess. Here's what I would love to know. Who owns Richard Marx's record label? Because you got to follow money on all this stuff. And I'll bet your bottom dollar that either A, Ryan Seacrest is involved with some of these people. Maybe he's a producer. Maybe he's something. Fox is somehow involved with these people. But it's interesting any way you slice it. So I wish I had a cool way of wrapping this up, but I don't. So I would just say that if you missed it, you didn't miss anything. And God bless Paul McCartney. I could listen to that one of him, just him doing that. I could listen to that all. There's a lot of really cool. If you wonder where I got that, it's on YouTube. There's a bunch of isolated Beatles stuff that's just amazing, where it's just him or whoever else doing the vocals. It's really, really cool here. And here we go.
Tell me your answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer.
It's just amazing.
Look out, Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter.
You can hear where they're turning on and off reverb. That was all live back then. Here's one for, you can hear him counting.
Oh, darling.
You hear all the echo.
Please believe me.
Here's isolated vocals from the song Something. I mean, if we go back to doing things live, I found out this is the Beatles doing That Boy.
Boy.
Cool harmonies.
Took my love away.
Cool.
Though he'll regret it someday.
but this boy wants you back again.
Very, very cool.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his...
I miss talent. Maybe that's the name of this episode. I miss talent. Anyway, I would say it's getting better, but it's not when it comes to music. Thanks for tuning in. Our website is betterdave.com. And hang in there. It's going to get better.